Oh.
Not a morning person. Catch the Annie and Ando podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Tuesday morning and we're talking eggs this morning, Annie Louie.
We are talking eggs, and in the kitchen we're going to be talking about how you like your eggs. Oh, so why not slide into our DMs on Instagram at Annie and Ando and tell us, how do you like your egg?
How do you like your eggs? There's a rude saying response to that.
Fertilised.
Is that what you say, fertilised? I say on my face. But that's...
That
anyway.
Doesn't make any sense. They're not eggs. They're like tadpoles, if any.
Wow. Do you know how an egg gets fertilised in a chicken?
It is a fascinating thing because eggs that get eaten are unfertilised, which means they're chicken periods. So for it to be fertilised, the rooster has to jump on and fertilise the egg before the shell is formed, right? That's how the chicken gets in there, little baby chicken.
Oh, I thought it was the hen and the rooster have to, I don't know, get jiggy with it before the egg actually, before the egg is formed. Then the egg forms, and if they've got jiggy, then it becomes a fertilised egg. And if they haven't got jiggy, it just becomes an egg.
We're on the same page. Isn't that what I said?
I thought you were saying the egg's formed.
No, egg's not formed. Because that surely must be the only way, because otherwise they can't penetrate the shell.
No, but some chickens do have soft shells.
Mm.
They need shell grit for that. It's like ground up shells to make their shells tough.
They eat shells to form better shells.
Yeah, I think they're seashells. I hope they're not eating their own eggs. Some chickens do attack their own eggs.
Attack them?
Yeah, like gobble, gobble, gobble.
Just before they're fertilised.
Yeah, we've got...
As in they're not fertilised ones.
We've got neighbours at the farm who have chickens and they're beautiful. I love chooks. Like they're just, and so I pretend they're mine when I'm there.
Oh.
And I've got seed that I feed them without them realising. I'm one of those neighbour feeders.
Oh.
And I'm like, here, chook, 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 here, chook, chook, chook. And they look up and I love how they walk and how they waddle and the noises they make. I don't like how they miss my garden. And so I give them the seed, but they can't find where they're laying. They know they're laying, they think they're laying, but somewhere on the property they're running away, doing a quick little boop, and out comes
the egg. And they can't keep track of it. It's like an Easter egg hunt that they started and can't remember where they've put them.
I reckon they should get one of those little tracking devices that you can tuck underneath its wing, like a GPS that you put on your briefcase, so if it gets stolen you can say, find my briefcase.
On the chicken or the egg?
On the chicken. On the eggs.
Exactly. You know where the chicken is. You've got it all wrong. You need little egg trackers.
Do you like chickens?
I do. I love them because I was born in the year of the rooster, so I've always been very affectionate towards chickens. And apparently that's why I'm so talkative, because chickens, roosters, they're always barking around. So
early in the morning.
My mum always says that, yeah.
In the burbs, we're both northern suburb burbs. Do you hear, when you're at your mum's place, do you hear chickens and rooster of the morning?
No.
Oh, God, I do. Yeah. Coburg,
the hipsters are out.
I think it's now transitioning. The Europeans, so a lot of the Italians that live up that way or moved there, had nearly market gardens in their backyard, lots of veggie patches, and they would have chooks. And it backs sort of, there's Merry Creek and there's all that sort of bushland there. So the rats would go nuts, the fruit bats from the botanical gardens go nuts. And
sounds like Noah's Ark out there.
It is, literally, but on land. And now that the Europeans are starting to go into nursing homes and die, the bohos or the sohos or whatever, like the hipsters, cool hipsters.
Yeah.
Are now doing the chook thing.
Nice.
I think it's time we slide into Annie's kitchen.
Come on in.
Come on
in.
Open
the door.
That
Should
door.
I put a sign up? That's dangerous.
I know.
Slide on in. Shouldn't be slipping around
Not with hot stoves and sharp knives, Annie.
Yeah, I've slipped on oil before in a kitchen.
Have you?
I have. Luckily, no serious injuries. My sister has a story about working at Macca's where she just got somebody a soft serve, went to the counter to give it to them and she slipped. A true professional, she just got up and went, I'll get you a new one.
And where did it land? On the customer or on her cash register?
On the floor. Yeah.
They're great. Like, even as a customer, when you walk into some of those fast food joints,
it's deadly.
You can feel the slime. All I want to do is get my cloudy ammonia out and give it a boiling hot water, cloudy ammonia wash, and get that grease up.
It must be hard to resist for someone like you.
Oh, it
You'd
is.
Be tidying up every restaurant you go to.
When I used to work for a burger company. Oh, yeah.
You worked for a burger company? Here we go. Yeah, where?
And a chocolate company.
What?
No, I'm not going there. This is about eggs, and we're in your kitchen.
Yes. Come on in, and we are talking about all the ways you can cook eggs. Let me know. I'm curious on Instagram at Annie and Ando. How do you like your eggs? Hit that message
button. How would you like
us
to give you your eggs?
Stop making it grubby.
No.
So my favourite, and look, eggs are the closest thing I can have to the same meal every day for the rest of my life. That's about
You could four. Have an egg a day.
Definitely, yeah.
You love an egg.
I don't like having the same thing repeatedly. I'm one of those people who can't even have... It's hard for me to even eat leftovers. But if I was to eat one thing for the rest of my life, I could deal with eggs. Like, I'm not enthused about it, but I'm like, yes.
Of all things. I'm the same with hot chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had to...
Because there's a few varieties. There's the shoestring, the crinkle cut. Yeah. Wedges, do they count?
I'm not a wedgie pan. Like, if that's all that's there, I'll have them. But I don't enjoy them like a French fry.
Some people do love it more than a fry. But back to the eggs, fried would be my choice.
Do you find it's like you can use a nonstick pan with just a mist of olive oil or nothing, a drop of water, and fry an egg? But the word fried conjures up the image of oily.
Deep fried? Yeah. They come up really nice sometimes, not greasy at all.
Sunny side up, Annie Louie?
No, always.
What?
So this is how.
What?
What?
You don't have it sunny side up?
No. What the trick is to get that perfect popping yolk is to flip it over and just do it for a couple of seconds. You just want to seal it off, and that is how you get a really great egg. And I've got friends who say they stuff it up every time they don't like the fried because it's stressful. I'm like, that is
the easiest egg. Yeah, but I just don't do.
But sunny side, I don't understand it. Is the top still uncooked?
No, just maybe a smidge, but it's certainly warm through. And I can't eat a firm yolk. I only eat runny yolk. So if somebody's if there's a firm bit of yellow.
Is your butler doing it wrong?
No. Mr. Ando's the egg fryer in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I like make a steak sandwich or something, I'll go, all right, when the alarm goes off, put the eggs on. You've got 45, like in a hot pan, a fried egg takes minute max.
Yeah, that's true. Good one. Speaking of timings, boiled egg is my second favourite and most used type of egg. But that's because I've mastered it. 6 minutes.
I've mastered it.
Yeah, 6 minutes. The water...
You must like a hard yolk.
No, that's not hard. From when the water's already boiling, put it in 6 minutes.
No. Yes.
It always comes out.
With a runny yolk.
Yes.
I don't know.
Foolproof, my friends.
I go 3 minutes. We're going to have.
3 minutes?
Yep.
It's uncooked.
For a runny yolk. No, it's cooked.
You've got the salmonella all over this.
Slide into our DMs. Annie and Ando, follow us while you're there. We do want to know.
What type of egg do you like? And if it's boiled, how long?
How long do you boil your egg for? I'm 3 minutes. Mm.
Is your egg room temperature?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it should be because often the temperature difference makes them explode. So I've learnt now, don't
or crack,
go straight from the fridge to the boiling hot water. But some people go as long as 8 minutes for an egg that's boiled.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I like a runny yolk so that if you had little soldiers, you could dunk them in.
Mm. Yes, I like it runny as well, but it comes out good, I'm telling you. Go home.
All right,
maybe I'll do the three, you do the six. We'll video it, we'll see how it goes.
No, you're going to complain. Would you eat a raw egg?
I have. I mean, my dad used to just drink it out of a straw just to mess with us. Yeah, be like, yeah, and he never got sick.
Yeah. It's like an egg flip. I used to love a big egg flip.
I haven't had one.
I haven't. Like, it's got vanilla in it, vanilla extract and egg and
that's
milk.
That's what I expect eggnog to taste like, but I don't think it does.
It's like eggnog without the booze. What else you
let's
got
go
for me?
Scrambled. Yep. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't. If your omelette doesn't work, you can kind of chop it up and make it. Look, it's good bulk food. Like, if I'm doing a brunch for 20, 30 people, it's easy to do a massive big batch of scrambled.
I feel like that's what they served in the army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scrambled. Well, they sell it in. When I worked in the army. No, I am serious. They have, like, imagine a 20-litre bag, like the sort of bag that you would get potting mix in.
Yeah.
And they cut the corner off
Is it just add water?
It's ready to go.
It's ready.
I don't even know if it was real egg. And then
surely. They get a hose, like, just...
And then
get it into everyone's mouth, just shoot it off.
Yeah, the boys and girls and non-binary babes line up there first thing in the morning for their big breakfast in camp. Yeah.
Mm.
I know.
Well, I really don't like the scrambled because I mess it up. And I think it's too dry. I think maybe... And there's never enough eggs, and then I go, that's too many eggs to make a good scrambled.
If it's too dry, I reckon add an extra yolk. Don't minus white, but I also wonder if you're cooking it too long like you do with your boiled eggs.
Get stuffed. the poached egg is a fancy egg.
I love a poached.
That's my relaxing brunch kind of egg, but the boiled is the one where I'm running down the street to my job and I'm just chowing down on an egg.
You peel it before you go home? Before you leave home?
Sometimes. But I leave the shell in because it stops the stink.
God, it stinks.
God, it stinks. Yeah, but I'm in my car like a pelican eating my boiled egg going quick.
Do you have Kewpie mayonnaise to dip it in?
No.
Salt on it?
Sometimes not even.
Oh,
just gotta go. Just, yeah.
With a gooey... No, it's a rock hard centre.
Yeah. Well, there's also omelettes and...
Love an omelette. Do you like a frittata?
That's got a lot of eggs again. And
yes.
Yeah, it takes a bit of prep time. But, you know, after this, we can also talk about the vegan egg. I think that deserves its own
vegan
chat.
Egg.
Mm.
Oh. Annie and Ando on Joy.
It's your Tuesday morning. We're talking eggs. Googies.
We're fired up googies. About eggs.
Where does the word googie?
What's googie?
Googie egg. Have you never heard?
No.
Googie egg. Googie.
Does that mean, like, gluggy?
No, I don't know. It's like... Hey, Ando, do you want some googie eggs for breakfast? Yes, Mum!
Is this something you made up? Are you losing it?
I did not make up the term googie egg, I promise you.
How do I even spell that?
I would probably G-O-G-G, goog, why? Googie egg. You're making me
I don't even
myself.
Know how it could have been use like, it in a sentence.
This morning I had the yummiest googie eggs for breakfast. There's a sentence.
I feel like I got a glimpse of Anna in the nursing home or something.
Alrighty. Can you pass me the googie eggs, please?
I'm sorry, my shift's just ended. I've got to go.
I need the toilet too, Annie. I haven't had my bath today.
Had my googie egg, though.
Googie. Oh, my God. I just Googled G-O-O-G-Y and the next line under the, without even completing
you
a
know
sentence,
this?
Googie egg.
I watched The Social Dilemma and each person's search results is tailored to them, so he probably knows.
I was right. Australian Macquarie Dictionary, right, macquariedictionary.com.au. An egg or eggs usually when referred as food to a child.
Food to a child, in widespread use, how I feel. I'm sitting across from a man child right now with his egg.
In widespread use. Come on, eat up your cookie eggs.
Oh, dear. Oh, always learning on the show. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
We are welcoming your suggestions on how you like to have your eggs. Slide into our DMs at Annie and Ando. Let us know. Maybe there's some way I don't know.
Oh.
I might be interested in.
I've got to be in the mood for eggs. My mum was an egg a day kind of woman and she'll often...
Just one?
Oh, two. Like she would feed the family, you know, the cutlets and three veg or lamb chops and three veg or...
Very Australian.
Apricot chicken was my favourite when she really... And Kaisie Min. But anyway, she would often not have dinner with us and say, oh, I'll clean. So she'd be doing dishes and clean up and do the martyr thing and then would have like a fried egg for dinner. That's how she kept her petite little body,
I think.
Kept
trim with an egg.
But one of the dishes I love a good fresh egg. Mr. Ando gets eggs delivered to work before work shut down.
You just reminded me of a time I stayed at an Airbnb at a farm and the woman gave us a fresh egg and I was so confused because, like, the white was frothy. And I'm like, is this what an actual egg looks like?
And what colour was the yolk?
Was it super yellow? I don't know.
One provider that we get from Mr. Ando's work when it used to be open, we had in one batch, so a box of 12 eggs, we had 7 double yolkers.
Oh, they sell them at some places, the double yolk packs.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this. Can you buy double yolks?
Yeah.
I love a double yolk. Though...
It concerns me, though. Is that natural? And how do they ensure that every egg has a double yolk?
I'd like to apologise to all the twins out there listening today. It's not a mistake and you're okay. A double yoker.
No, I mean...
Is that a twin waiting to happen, twin chickens?
Yeah, and, like, are they breeding them so that they only have double yolks? And is that... Is that a genetic mutation thing?
Oh, you no, I reckon they're candling them.
What does that mean?
That's how you tell if a chick's in an egg. So in the dark, you hold a lit candle through the other side. Don't burn the shell, like enough distance. I'm holding up an imaginary
and it
candle.
And transparent.
And through the shadows of the light of the candle coming through. It's called egg candling.
Interesting.
And you can, just like you can do your ears, but that's a different thing. That's wax removal. But, yeah, so they candle and I reckon they can tell that there's two yolks.
You don't want to get them mixed up. Little baby chicks coming out of my ear holes.
Here's a fun fact for you. Where does the chicken grow? What turns into the chicken? The white or the yolk? It's a good one.
Ooh. Is the yolk the food for the chicken?
Spot on, Annie Louie. Oh, my God. I
haven't researched this or anything.
Yeah, that's like, what do they call it? That's the placenta. No, the placenta is what you hang out in.
Often there's a little thing on it, isn't it? Like a little white thing. Yeah, what's that?
That's the valve, the one-way food valve for the white. There's a fleck is also kind of half in the white, half not. When we were little, I'm talking not infants, but 10, 11, 12, 13 mm-hmm. years old-ish. My sister probably would have been 13. I would have been 11. Mum and Dad went away and Nan lived with us. And so we had chickens. We had a bit of land and we had some chickens. And so Mum had said to her, make the kids an omelette. And Mum had written down, you know, apricot chicken Monday night, omelettes Tuesday night. And it must have been Tuesday night. So Nan's making, and Mum always said, make sure you use the Kenwood mixer with the whisk on it to make them nice
and
fluffy.
Is that like an ancient Thermomix?
Yeah, no heating element. And yeah, it was like they still sell Kenwood mixers. I got one for my 21st birthday. But it's got a massive whisk and it makes so much noise. The whole neighbourhood hears it and their lights dim because it uses lots of power. And so Nan's cracking the eggs in the bowl with the whisk going ring, 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 round and around and around. She cracks one and I reckon it was a chick inside the egg that was about 2 minutes from being born. But it was because the mixer was on, it just created like this mess in the bowl. It was, and because I'm sitting at the bench chatting to Nan and I'm like,
did it make a noise?
Yeah, like when you go over a speed bump.
Yeah, I hope it had a swift exit from life.
Yeah, so do I. I think it did. And then, but what got worse was Nan rinses the bowl out, starts cracking more eggs, and then made us eat omelets. My sister and I'm like, we don't feel like omelets for dinner,
anymore,
Nan.
For some
we don't
reason.
Want. Yeah, we're grossed out. We don't want to eat. And Nan made us eat omelets. I bloody made them.
And what did you learn from that?
To always crack an egg into a mug or a cup before you pour it into the main event.
Would you have raised that little chicken if you had discovered it?
I wouldn't. If the mother hen would have.
Oh, you would have taken it back.
We had
it's
a
premature.
We had, they always had roosters.
Oh.
And then one year we decided that Nan would prepare the rooster for dinner. It was the most horrific meat I've ever eaten. It was
well,
like beef jerky, chicken jerky. And even though it had been roasted,
I mean,
it was so chewy.
You speak the truth, and I watched one of those Jamie Oliver specials about where your food comes from and talking about how little chicks they do get gassed if they're roosters a lot of the time. So that's the meat industry for you, because we only like to eat the juicy chicken bits, which means talk about the vegan egg.
All right, yes, can we bring this back to veganism?
So if you don't like to have any of this kind of in your head as you're eating your food, then the vegan egg might be a great choice for you. Mm-hmm. I went to a place in St Kilda. You can find it. It's got the best vegan egg around.
Really?
Through a Google search, yes. So it did taste quite good for what it was. It's never going to be an egg, but I really admire what they've done to make it look like an egg. So the yolk, very orange, nice. Mm-hmm. And the outside was coconut. Coconut base.
No, I don't like coconut.
But you can't taste it. It doesn't taste like coconut. So then I started looking up recipes online, and you can make it at home yourself, and it's pretty easy.
Fake egg.
Yeah, fake egg. So you just need the molds to get that round half shape.
Use your Easter chocolate molds.
Probably. Yeah, or ice cube silicone mold.
Funny shaped egg, but yeah, it'd work. Yeah.
Well, not the cube shape, but you can get like little round ones, I think. Yeah. So in a food processor, you need pumpkin. That's what gives the orange yolk look, with oil and water, salt, and you blend it till it's smooth. Then in another bowl, you get water and cornstarch, add the yolk mixture to it, and then you pop that into
the mold,
that's your yolk done. And then the outside is tofu, rice flour, water, coconut milk.
That's a lot of work, Annie Louie.
If you really like it, though, I think visually it looks great.
This is where my belief on when we're talking, like, what do they call a fake egg? If fake bacon is faking, is it called feg? Fake egg, feg?
I don't know, yeah.
Like, if you're anti-animal eating, and well, that's the other thing. Why can't vegans eat an egg? It's not killing the animal to eat it.
No, the industry is killing the animal to get it.
But get your own chook. If you had your own chook and you didn't have a rooster, so every egg was unfertilized.
Some people will make that.
Do that as well.
Sometimes they will. If they know exactly where the eggs come from, they can have a bit of leeway there. But I think it's art as well. Like, to be able to make it.
The fake food industry.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. Like, if you're making it at home, even those mind blowing ones that's that's trending right now, they're all cakes. Like, you could have an egg, but it's actually a cake. It's like, what?
And you cut it in and it's rainbow colour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
Oh, you know what it's time for, Annie Louie?
Chip challenge, let's do
Since
it.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this, and the aroma is awful. Thank
you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. Without. No other show has the guts.
No one has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge.
Sure is, my friend. Sitting in front of you, Annie Louie, this morning is two bags of chips. Unmarked, labelled one and labelled two. Mm.
They look healthy. They are.
What do you
look
at?
They look exactly like a corn. What do you call those? Those thins. Corn thins. The ones if you want a low carb. Is it low carb? Is it? I don't know. Just a low calorie snack. You can put peanut butter on them.
Well, I thought I'd go local. This is a Victorian based company called Table of Plenty, started by one individual woman, and claims these are allegedly light and crispy. No, they are light and crispy.
Allegedly, like they've committed a crime.
Mini rice cakes. Now they do have a flavour. Your task today is to give me the correct flavour in bag one and bag two, please.
I'll describe the colour. The first one is white with some brown flecks. And if I looked at it and didn't know if it was savoury or sweet, I might even say it looks sweet because of the brown bits that kind of look like chocolate chips. The second bag is a lot more golden in colouring with the same brown flecks all through it. And something that looks a bit spicy, perhaps, like some spices on the
Get
front.
Into it. What do we got?
All right.
They do claim on the front of the bag. Okay, give it to me, first of all. What are you thinking? What's hitting your mouth?
Some herb flavours. When I eat that, it reminds me of when I worked in hospo and a lot of those expensive dishes would have this kind of herb flavouring.
Expensive dishes that you would accidentally stick your finger in as you're carrying doing service.
Yes.
And a little lick, lick, lick.
I don't know. Is it rosemary, perhaps? It's got a good herb backing to it. But otherwise, it is very plain.
Plain.
Mm.
So we've got herb, we've got plain, we've got rosemary. What are you locking in for bag one?
It's not that type of herb, though. It's just so boring.
So boring. Imagine going on a date with Annie and she goes, look, I just need to say, you are just so boring.
I mean, I said it nicely at least. I had a good, nice tone.
You know, I can tell that she's not going to take these ones home for the family.
If I could have a dip with it.
Oh, I love a dip.
I think it would be going
well. Like a tiramisu salata or a...
Probably hummus. No. I don't like hummus.
I don't like hummus. We have just lost 633,000 listeners because we both hate hummus.
Oh,
it's
bucket.
Disgusting.
All
right, lock something in.
Oh, geez, can I just say herb?
Herb, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It'll be something in herb, if anything.
Locked in herb. Bag number two, Annie Louie. Different colouring on this. Those similar rice cakey. They remind me of those big rice cakes that everyone dieting in the 90s or 80s used to have, you know, with a piece of salmon on top. You know, the big thick ones that come in the...
I changed my mind. I'm going to go rosemary for the first one. I had another little...
I'd already locked in herb.
Oh, it is a herb. All right, second one.
Gotcha. Second one, bag two. What's hitting the tongue? Oh.
A lot of different red spices, like your paprikas, turmerics.
Do you call turmeric red?
Is it?
Orangey?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful bright colour, turmeric.
It's trying to be... Indian without the spice.
It's trying to be an Indian.
Indian without the spice sounds like it could be a flavour.
That's like saying it's trying to be Asian without the soy.
A lot of Indian Asian dishes don't have soy, though.
Get out of here.
Sometimes they don't. Anyway. This is like wanting to be like a spicy papadum, but somebody could not handle the spice, so they've pulled it back. It's exactly it. I mean, I'm dancing around I'm sure I'm close.
No spice, thanks. Back off. This is no room. All right, give me an answer. What are you looking in?
Curry for white people.
No. Curry. Is that your...
It's not curry.
It's not curry.
I'm just not creative enough anymore with the...
Your taste buds a bit busted today.
No, it's spiced
something.
Too
much egg in your mouth.
But I think it's going to be vegan. They don't want it to be an animal flavour, I'm telling you. Okay.
Vegan friendly, gluten free, air popped, whole grain goodness, 100% natural, nourishing you for life. No wonder there's no flavour going on. Far out. I knew you'd hate these ones. All right, just lock something in for bag two. The Murphys are trying to do a show. Paprika. Paprika, thank you very much. All right, here we go. Handing you bag number one, Annie Louie.
Oh, my God. Are you going to give it to me? What's rosemary and sea salt.
You failed on the salt, mate.
Good Lord.
You failed on the salt. First of all, you locked in herb and then you went back. All right, I'll give it to you.
Holy moly. Rosemary and sea salt.
The only reason I'm giving it to you is you also said plain, and plain is normally salt. Always got the salt.
Fair enough. Oh, my God. I have a rosemary bush outside my house. Thank you, bush.
But I loved it. You go, oh, it's that fancy herb. It's that herb on the fancy food. Yeah, yeah. What? I'm like, you're fancy too, you know.
Oh, thank you.
All right, bag number two. You locked in paprika. You really banged. You were saying it's trying to be an Indian, but it's not. There's no spice. You said it's something about food for white people or something. Yeah. So there's your answer.
Tomato and sweet basil.
Red herbs.
It is. That's, some white person's going to love that. I'm going to go on the street and offer it to them.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's Tuesday and we are talking eggs this morning, Annie.
We just tasted the chip challenge. Don't cough into the mic.
If I sound a little different, it's because I've got this rice cake stuck in the back of my throat.
The tomato and sweet basil was too spicy for Ando's white taste.
It wasn't spicy. What was funny, in your description you said... oh, that's kind of like there's a rice taste, but it's not much flavour going on. And I said, actually, it's not bad. And then all of a sudden, as I'm swallowing, the flavourings of tomato and basil disappeared, and I was left with nasty corn flour.
Rice. Rice. And paper. You changed your mind. You weren't a fan anymore.
Oh, sorry. Rice. Skull of water there.
Rice cake is always a rice cake in the end.
Once a rice cake, always a rice cake.
It's such a horrible insult. Your rice cake.
Oh, God, that sounded like it had racial slur in it.
Possibly does. But, you know, like I say, punching up, always punching up.
Punching up. Okay, I need to talk to you about the geese at the farm.
What's going on? Speaking I love a geese eggs. Update.
So, for the geese to be protected, we have a floating dog kennel on the
lake. It's amazing.
On the lake, right? Mm. And the geese last year laid an egg. Or two eggs. And
they only do two max?
No, they can do heaps. But there was only two. She sat on it. So in the floating house, we put straw in it. She sat on two eggs for, I think it's 38 to 42 days. Mm. And then we had two little goslings, which was so cute. And they're still alive today. Yeah.
They look like a goose now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're white. And anyway, she started disappearing early this year. So we pull the doghouse in, clean it all up, put new straw, and off she goes in there. She lasts, I reckon, 2 weeks, two and a half weeks. And suddenly she was out eating
again.
She aborted the mission.
What happened?
Wow, Mr. Ando, I was busy. I had an interview with you or something. I don't know what I was doing. Mr. Ando goes, oh, I need to clean that out. We'll put some new straw in and see if she goes back into lay.
Yeah, yeah.
He said to me, he goes, you won't believe it. Well, first of all, he walked into the house naked.
Oh, he loves a nude day.
He does love a nude day. But I did say, where's your clothes, mate? And he goes, let me explain. I pulled the goose pen in. And there's about 20 odd eggs in there.
Wow.
He goes, so I grabbed the rake to sort of start to scoop them out because she wasn't nesting on them.
Yeah.
And they started exploding.
What? Get out. Is that what happens?
Full explosions of green slime all over him, head to toe. They were rotten. She knew they were rotten. That's why she wasn't in there.
So that's where the term you're a rotten egg comes from, perhaps. So eggs will rot.
And the reason he was naked was he didn't want to come into the house. This is where I love the man. Didn't want to come into the house with green slime all over him.
Fair enough.
And I said, where are your clothes? I'll put them in the wash and maybe we'll do a double wash.
Do you hose it down outside? Like, do you have one of those showers you could spray?
An outdoor shower?
Yeah.
For Mr. Ando or the geese?
Mr. Ando.
Yeah, an outdoor shower. It's great for dogs. If you've got big dogs, you need an outdoor shower. Otherwise, it just gets messy.
So where do you think we go from here with the geese? What's the next update, do you think?
I've been waiting to see if she goes back in, and this was last week, so she's still out eating because they don't feed. They literally they use their body fat for 30, 40 days. Mm. So maybe she got a bit peckish.
Yeah, that's true. Needed a snack.
The cows were also in that same paddock where the lake is, and I wondered if the cows were annoying her.
She got distracted or didn't like it. The juju was wrong.
The juju? What's a juju?
Like the energy in the air.
Oh, I thought it was something very different.
Up early? Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Oh, Annie, I think we've forgotten the most important egg of all time.
Oh, Ando, what is it?
The cream egg.
The
Cadbury cream egg.
The sugary filling. God, so sugary. Sweet.
I can't get through a whole one.
Oh, that's so... Yeah, I mean, they're pretty small.
Oh, no, I'm talking the big ones, the ones that are like chicken-size eggs.
Yeah. Do you eat them around Easter or any time?
I haven't had a cream... I got excited when I saw Malteser were doing the eggs as well and the bunnies.
Oh, so, the bunny is so good. What is up with that bunny? A little bit of a monster unleashed there.
Oh, I know. Seriously. Hey, we're back tomorrow. We've run out of time to talk eggs anymore.
Oh, we'll continue on the socials.
Make sure you stick around for the Murphys coming up on their show. They've got their sex therapist.
Talking BDSM for beginners.
Oh, we'll have to hang around and see if we can get some instruction.
Are you a beginner?
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Wow. If you're interested. Is that because you thought I was a dom? Or so, it depends on my mood. I'm a Gemini. I go both.
I'm just going to wait till you spill your guts.
Yeah, I'm going to stop talking. See you tomorrow.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando. 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.